Cynthia Settle tries to visit her brother at Buckingham every other week, but those visits don't always go smoothly. The first time, she recalls being stopped and searched.
The scanner showed that I had something in my bra. So they had me stuff in a room, and I had to lift my shirt up and show them that it was just the padding in my bra.
And last month, the dog trained to detect drugs took a special interest in Settle. She told the officer she had three dogs at home, one of them in heat, but he told her she must undergo a strip search.
You take everything off, squat and cough, pretty much like you're an inmate.
And did they find anything?
No, ma'am, they did not.
Did they apologize?
No, ma'am.
In spite of the failure to find contraband, the prison denied Settle a chance to hug and visit with her brother in a relaxed setting. Instead, she was allowed to speak with him only through glass.
I didn't drive an hour and a half to look at him through a window. I could have stood at home on the telephone with him.
The Department of Corrections has promised to punish the guard who required a strip search of an 8-year-old girl last month, and the ACLU has said that should never happen. But neither has commented on the treatment of adults visiting relatives or friends behind bars. I'm Sandy Houseman.